Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
More than 1,500 downloads later, we take off today with what began as a podcast called Soul Chaser, and it's still called that today. More than a year later and 74 episodes later, we are pleased to be coming your way again today. Thank you, Jordan Rich, for that introduction, and thank you, Jim Deering, for the production. I'm Lauren Decker, your host and the author of Soul Chaser. I have a new book coming out soon called Rufus, and it's a story of a young man from the New Testament who gets an honorable mention from the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans. It'll be coming out by the year's end, and I hope you'll be looking for it. July 4th is a highlight of almost every summer. Cookouts, swimming, fireworks, it's a wonderful time of year. A few years ago, we took our young daughter Prudence to her first fireworks display. We pushed her stroller through the massive crowd, found a spot near Grandma Perry on the grass, and spread out our old blanket. After a short wait, darkness fell and the festivities began. At first, the fireworks display was a colorful exhibition of pops, sparkles, and flashes. Small stuff, but Prudence was mesmerized. Soon, though, the night sky became a huge wash of fiery glow that ended with a familiar thunderous boom that echoed through the atmosphere and my little girl's chest, no doubt. Prudence immediately put up both hands, turned to her parents, and said emphatically, "All done." Well, of course, the fireworks were far from all done. In fact, they were just beginning. There was nowhere to escape, too, as the car was a great distance away in some municipal parking lot. So Prudence took it upon herself to crawl under a blanket, putting her little hands over her ears. Whenever we peeked under to check on her, she would open one eye and say, "Hiding." And she fell asleep hiding, just like that. A few hours later, as I was carrying her car into the house, I thought, "I don't know what's blowing up around you. Sometimes the very thing that seemed to sparkle and mesmerize initially. But I do know the Father has a big blanket you can crawl under and hide there until this chaos passes. It doesn't always end when we want it to be all done, but it does pass. And remember, there are plenty of family members around to check up on you, to make sure you're peaceful through the trouble. We call that church."
Love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.